Good morning.
Good morning, Sensei.
I have a painting in my office by Georgia O'Keeffe, and it's a very close-up painting. And superimposed over the painting is a haiku by Basho. And the haiku is, "The temple bell stops, but the sound keeps coming out of the flowers. The temple bell stops, but the sound keeps coming out of the flowers." The sound of the bell is always present, even when it is not being rung. And this is what Dogen meant when he said, "We don't practice to attain enlightenment. We practice because we are already enlightened." So here's a gong, and I'd like to ask you to listen carefully and see if you can be aware of the presence of sound, the presence of the gong, the sound of the gong. Now, if I take this striker, I can manifest that sound that's already present. That sound has been here all along. It's just been made manifest by this stick. This is why I often say that we are already perfect and complete just as we are, lacking nothing. The only thing is we haven't yet realized the truth of these words. Like manifesting the sound of this gong, we must bring to life the truth of who we are. One of the ways that this is possible is by practicing Zazen. Like the striker, sitting helps ring true who we really are. When we sit, we just sit. We don't have any expectations of anything happening. We just sit day after day with whatever comes up. And is that so mine? Something comes up, we notice and think to ourselves, is that so? Back to the breath. Back to the breath. And if we do this, the truth of who we are will be revealed. I think I've used this as an example before, but I love lighting incense. Now, when we light incense, you can stick the incense stick right into the flame, and of course it'll light. But I like to hold it above the flame. Sudden, by surprise, it ignites. This lighting of the incense is a beautiful metaphor for the truth that I'm talking about. I hold the incense over the flame and wait, just like I sit and wait. And then suddenly, it ignites. So we could say that by sitting, we are holding the incense over the flame and waiting for the truth of who we are to ignite, to be realized. There's a brief poem by Basho. It goes, "Sitting quietly, doing nothing. Spring comes and the grass grows by itself. Sitting quietly, doing nothing. Spring comes and the grass grows by itself." This poem is a simple and direct expression of the way of things, including our practice. It is telling us that we can't push the river. We must allow things to unfold in their own way, and that includes our own spirituality. So when we sit, our body breathes by itself. Our ears hear by themselves. Our nose smells by itself, and so forth. We let go of any desire to control or rush the process. And if we are impatient or we are controlling, we can learn to pay attention to these impulses and see that the impatience, the need to control, are the result of our thinking, usually thoughts based on not being good enough, or the desire to find peace of mind. So if we're having a hard time letting the grass grow by itself, what can we do? We are usually taught, the usual teaching is to just notice that it is a thought that is creating a disturbance, and then let go of the thought and return to our breath. And we can practice this over and over and over again until it becomes our normal way of dealing with thoughts and the feelings that the thoughts create. Sometimes, however, the thoughts can be very powerful, and they're usually related to difficult relationships and experiences that we had when we were young. And this method that I've described of noting them and returning to the breath doesn't seem to work. It is at this point that love becomes the key. Happiness and peace of mind flow from true love. And what is true love? Well, Thich Nhat Hanh says that it starts with loving ourselves. Loving ourselves first, so that if we find ourselves not feeling good enough, feeling worthless, discouraged, hopeless, that's a message that it's time to love ourselves. And in this regard, Jack Kornfeld has created a loving kindness meditation, which we can say to ourselves, or any younger parts of ourselves that may get activated during sitting. And the meditation is really lovely in its simplicity. It's, may I be filled with loving kindness. May I be safe from inner and outer danger. May I be well in body and mind. May I be happy and at ease. This is something you could write on a piece of paper and just leave it under your cushion if you're struggling with some of these more powerful forces. And please remember, everyone deserves to be loved. I would also add to Jack Kornfeld's loving kindness meditation a quote from Walt Whitman. Whitman wrote, I am larger and better than I thought. I did not know I held so much goodness. And that goodness, that realization of that goodness that we hold, the realization that we are perfect and complete just as we are, it's just like that incense stick. We just sit, we just hold that candle over the fire, and all of a sudden we get a glimpse. So in this talk, we have come full circle, back to Dogen, back to we don't sit to become enlightened. We sit because we are already enlightened. And in everyday language, we're saying we are perfect and complete just as we are. So remember, the sound of the gong is already here. What we are looking for in our lives is already here. So don't forget the gong. Thank you.